U.S. President Joe Biden wasted no time pulling the plug on the controversial Keystone XL pipeline during his first day in office. This could have a huge impact on Alberta and all the Newfoundlanders and Labradorians who work there. Keith McGraw is a Newfoundlander who moved to Alberta over 30 years ago to work in the oil sands. He now sits on the council of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo. And then I reached him just before the inauguration yesterday and asked him what concerns he's hearing from people in the community.
Well, you know, in the community, our focus is on the pandemic and the flood recoveries. We have a lot of hurt in the community that we're getting over as a community. Keystone XL will affect not just Port McMurray, but the country as a whole, the continent as a whole. And, you know, I think I'm taking the wait-and-see approach. You know, a lot of people, I think, are jumping on and thinking that Biden has, you know, the total control to do this. I think there's some legal avenues that are going to be explored that might delay that process. And, you know, there's thousands of spreads between on this job that are active right now, and it would be detrimental to anybody. And as long as we need the resource, I think there's a reason behind it.
How concerned are you over this possible cancellation?
Well, on the list of concerns, my biggest concern is my family's mental health through the pandemic. Secondly, is the community, of course, as a whole. I don't pay too much attention to American politics simply because we have to keep our own, you know, as a country, we're setting our kids up for doom and gloom for the bills we're going to leave behind.
Now, what kind of impact could this have on Newfoundlanders and Labradorians who are back and forth working in the oil sands?
This will have a big effect on everybody, not just Newfoundlanders, Albertans, Ontarians, Nova Scotians. This will be a detriment to the downgrade of our lives. But having said that, I believe that through this pandemic, through Trans Mountain, the bigger piece, too, is the airline trackability to get the people to the rural areas and stuff. I think that's going to be a big hit on the communities across Canada where people come to the hubs to come to work, that they're not going to be able to fly there anymore. And when it costs you more to fly to your job than it does to that you're going to earn, well, it doesn't make it practical. So I think there's many challenges coming up, along with the continuance of keeping ourselves safe from COVID-19.
Is Joe Biden's climate agenda, or climate change agenda, I should say, a concern for people in your area?
Well, I think, you know, if you read the paper long enough, funny thing about politics, this guy's been in office for almost 50 years, and not a whole lot has changed. Climate change, I think, is going to have to be addressed with all of us, and there's some more radical than others, and there's some more touching reality than others. I'd like to say hello to all the crowd down there in Torbay, and it's always nice to connect. You know, you never forget where you come from, I've had the luxury in life to work alongside of a lot of great people, from Torbay to St. Mary's to Labrador. Just thinking about you know, the misery that people are going to overcome to try to provide for their families. That's what hurts the most.
Keith McGraw, thank you very much for speaking with us on the VOCM Morning Show.
You're welcome, sir. Take care.
That was Keith McGraw, a Newfoundlander who moved to Alberta over 30 years ago for work in the oil sands, now sits on the council of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, speaking about Joe Biden canceling the Keystone XL pipeline.